Good afternoon. Greetings from the Health Promotion Chair at the University of Girona. We are going to start the closing ceremony of the 11th European Conference on Health Promotion. I would like, first of all, to thank the participants, the speakers, the moderators, the members of the scientific and organizing committees, the co-chairs of the committees, all the technical team of the secretariats and the UHP for the confidence they have placed in us to organize this conference and to celebrate its 70th anniversary. A special thanks to DeepSalut for their support. And in this occasion, in this conference, a special thanks to DeepSalut, to Maria Estrada. 300 people from 33 different countries have joined the conference and have proposed 170 abstracts that have been presented during these two intense days. And now we announce the poster hours. I give the floor to the co-chair of the scientific committee, Professor Stefan van der Broek.
Thank you, Dolores. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much also for having been with us. I have the privilege and the honor to say something about the posters and the poster award. From the onset of this conference, we have featured interactive posters as one of the means and one of the channels to share research, experience, and good practice in health promotion, in addition to oral presentations. But due to the fact that the conference went from hybrid to fully online, as you well know, we had to adjust the, let's say, traditional format of posters to a virtual format. At the other time, we wanted to preserve the interactive nature of the presentations. Now, all of you who have presented and or attended one or more of the poster sessions, I hope you will agree with me that we've succeeded in reaching the objective. The poster sessions were rich and interactive, and a very good moment of sharing knowledge and experience. So we had very interesting reflections, a rich harvest of posters at this conference. In all, we had 71 high-quality posters presented in 13 thematic sessions, organized in two separate blocks of time. So you can understand that for the scientific committee, it was not an easy task to select the best poster. I wish I could have chosen all of them as the best posters, but of course that is not tradition. So for the selection, the scientific committee considered a number of criteria, some of them related to the content, for example, clear presentation of the issue, relevance and accuracy of the information presented, correctness, of course, and relevance of the conclusions, but also the appearance, so legibility, balance of text, figures and space, quality of graphics, ease of flow and easy to read, so helping the readers to navigate through the posters, even without the explanations. And then, of course, also the quality of the online presentation that we could organize in this conference. Now, based on this, the scientific committee has selected three posters, which I will announce now, and one of them will be given the award for the best poster. So the first one selected was poster number 143, called Working Groups, Health Promotion and Digital Challenges During the COVID-19 Pandemic, presented by Claudio Ameroni from the Agenzia di Tutela della Salute Città Metropolitana di Milano. I hope I pronounce it right. The second one is poster 124, Online Breastfeeding Support Groups as a Community Asset in Lebanon After the Beirut Explosion, presented by Nabia Ramadan of the Lebanese International University. And the third one is poster 117, Coping Strategies by Sense of Coherence Groups of Dementia Carers, presented by Oriol Turo Garriga, who's a psychologist and psychogeriatrician. So from these three, I now have the privilege of announcing the best poster of this 11th European IOHPE Conference on Health Promotion Education. The winner is Claudia Meroni with Working Groups, Health Promotion and Digital Challenges During the COVID-19 Pandemic. Claudia, I hope you're attending this session and congratulations from the scientific committee, well deserved, and all the best with the rest of your career. Thank you very much for your presence at this conference. And now I give the floor back to Doris.
Now we move to a different part of this last part of our conference. And in some way, we are coming back to the beginning. Yesterday morning, we start with recognizing health promotion contributions in a changing Europe. So we thought that it was important to start recognizing what we have done as IHP and what people before us have done as IHP for health promotion. And I also saw some message for the best wishes. And one was such a vital role IHP has played for health promotion in the world. And so I think that this happened particularly because we had some person who work a lot for health promotion. And so considering that this is the 70th anniversary of IHP, it was decided to propose two special awards called Jacques Parizeau Award Lifetime Achievement. I would like to emphasize this idea of award lifetime. So it's not something for a special moment of career of a special action, but is a lifetime achievement for persons who really spend in some way their life supporting health promotion. And the two persons who were awarded and selected for this award are Rosemary Erben and David McQueen. The presentation for these two persons will be done with two videos that I ask to launch now.
Hello, I'm Margaret Barry, President of IUHPE, and it's my great pleasure to be joined by Professor David McQueen, who is the recipient of the IUHPE Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. McQueen is known globally for his work in health promotion, and he served as President of IUHPE from 2007-2010, and then also served two consecutive terms as Vice President for Scientific and Technical Development. And during these leadership roles at IUHPE, his extensive knowledge and expertise really shaped the development of IUHPE's suite of programs, in particular his leadership of the Global Program on Health Promotion Effectiveness, which had really a very significant impact on advancing evidence in health promotion, especially in relation to low and middle income countries. Alongside his leadership role in IUHPE, Dr. McQueen's scholarly and technical contributions, which he continues to make, by the way, have helped to shape the development of health promotion, both its conceptual basis and its academic and applied basis. He actively participated in the development of the Ottawa Charter during the 1980s and chaired the WHO Euro Committee that developed the seminal document on concepts and principles of health promotion, which those of us in academia are still using and encouraging our students to read. He played a key role in fostering health promotion in the European region and, of course, subsequently globally through his role at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. This nomination, which is a particular version of the Jacques Parizeau Award, and it was created particularly to mark the 70th anniversary of IUHPE. So it's been made in recognition of Dr. McQueen's significant and sustained leadership and scholarly contributions that have helped shape the development of health promotion globally. So congratulations, Dr. McQueen.
Thank you very much, Margaret, for those kind words. And I always think that I wish my mother were alive so she could hear them. But in any case, it is with much gratitude that I accept this award. In the beginning of my academic career, I never thought I would end up as a contributor to the field of health promotion. But in reality, the field of health promotion offers everything that is engaging in the academic world of the social sciences. It is wide-ranging, it's challenging, it's complex, and is a perfect area to explore the many dimensions that link theory and experience to social action. So it's perfect in that sense. What more could one ask for? So I'm very pleased to accept this award that recognizes the importance of health promotion globally. Thank you very much.
Great.
So, hello, Rosemary. It is a real pleasure to speak to you and honor you a second lifetime. You've been an active member of the International Union for Health Education since 1968. And you were director of the European Bureau. And that is, in fact, somehow where we met at the, when you were based at the Bundeszentrale für Gesundheitliche Aufklärung. I was going to help do the next version of the book Health Education in Europe that you had curated, new term, but you still curated it then with Annette.
With my wonderful friend Annette, whom I have to thank so much, and probably this is as well an opportunity to think back again, because without Annette, we wouldn't have had all these wonderful publications from all the events, from all the many seminars I organized, and as well from all the different working groups within the union. All that would not have been possible with Annette. So while I was the doer, Annette was the one who recorded it all. And therefore, it's still there. And this is wonderful. But thank you so much again, first for suggesting me, secondly to everybody who supported it. And I would like to share this honor with everybody who was on my way with me. It's not just for me, it's more the whole structure as such to look back at certain successes.
Yeah, great, thank you. Yes, it's very well deserved, very well deserved.
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you.
In this closing ceremony, we would like to present and invite you to the next IUHP event, the 24th World Conference, that to be held in May 2022 in Montreal, Canada. A great team is working to prepare an excellent conference with many challenges and opportunities. We can see the video that you sent for all of us.
Good morning, my name is Louise Potvin. I'm professor at the School of Public Health at Université de Montréal. And I have the immense pleasure to invite you to the 24th IUHPE World Health Promotion Conference that will be held here in Montreal at the Palais des Congrès from May 15 to May 19, 2022. Our website, www.iuhpe2022.com, is open. You can register, but more importantly, you can submit your abstract so you can share your work and reflections with our colleague next year in Montreal. I'm expecting you next year, and welcome to Montreal.
We can continue from here. I think it's important to show this afternoon the continuity of IUHP. So we have the opportunity to see some person who work in IUHP in the last years, long years. We have also the opportunity to see that we can continue this pathway going to Montreal next year. I think it will be a good opportunity. We hope we will have a possibility to go there, but anyway, to connect with the conference. At the same time, I just would like to remember to you that we are not finishing our experience in Girona today, but tomorrow and Friday, we will have the conference about salutogenesis. That is a very strict connection what we are doing in these days. It was also an interesting experience to share the European conference with some more global and some related to a big topic, a big issue in health promotion like salutogenesis. And now I would like to come back to some remarks, to some concluding remarks about the conference, and then with Dolores, we will also propose you something to continue. I would like to come back to some remarks coming again, like I have done before, to the titles. We saw that we have the ability to recognize health promotion contribution. I think we also can recognize health promotion contribution in our posters and in the communication we had the opportunity to present in this conference. But, and this was probably also better than I was expecting preparing the conference, we had, in my opinion, a very good possibility to rethink health promotion. And again, I would like to read something from the wishes for the 70 years. 70 years young, enjoying my first IHP conference. And this, I think, is very important. IHP looks like an organization that is not afraid to challenge itself to remain relevant and vital, refreshing. So I think that in this conference, we had the opportunity to challenge ourselves. And this probably is the most important result we can have during a health promotion conference. And this is also the opportunity to thank again the organization, because as I told yesterday morning, it was difficult to think how to have a so open conference online, but I hope we have the possibility to have and to think together. But again, we need to reinforce the capacity of health promotion to address change in Europe. And again, I think this afternoon I heard from, in one of the last, I was looking for the exact quotation, but anyway, I don't find. The idea of IHP, and I think this conference is at the same, maybe an expression of this, as a main square for health promotion. So I think that IHP and the conference IHP are really a place where people can meet openly, can discuss, someone was telling this afternoon, can have also different ideas, but can be challenged by the ideas of the other persons. I hope in these 2 days we had this possibility together. But I also think, and we think with Dolores and the whole organization, that it was important to leave a legacy of this conference. It was, my original idea was to prepare something probably for today, but it was not, it was a dream, because 2 days are very full. And also it's important to do this in a participatory way. So we had some idea related to with what we have together in the conference, but the proposal is to prepare something and to send you in the next period, in the next days, in the next weeks, to work together on this, and then to have something common approved from the people who was in the conference. So maybe Dolores can present some general ideas about this.
Thank you, Paolo. I think that in these 2 intense days, we have many challenges, suggestions, and also remember that you can review all the presentation, and I think they can inspire it related to the statement that we can plan to do. I hope that all of you contribute and send your reflection, your inputs to include in our Girona a statement. I think it's our commitment and our work. Thank you, all of you, another time. And if it's possible, we see you the next year in Montreal. Thank you.
Just a last remark as European Vice President. I was very happy for this opportunity, but I think that I will be also more happy if this is not only at 2 days, but using this legacy and using this contribution to this legacy, an opportunity to reflect with people from health promotion in Europe to what we want to do together. So this legacy will be also the starting point for IUHP in Europe in the next years and the starting point for what we want to do together. So again, I would like to invite you to participate. And I think as final remark, thank you again for your participation here in this conference and to have the possibility to share with you all the richness of health promotion. Thank you. I think this is the closure of our conference, but tomorrow we will start again with people who is in the Salutogenesis conference.
We are there all together closing, and we are actualizing and we getting to the end of one part to go to the next. Thank you for participating in this 11th IUHPE and in the 70th anniversary celebration. It's been great listening to all these great speakers, great insights for all of us to get that direction on that big boat that we are all in. And we are really pleased to work towards that global objective where people from all over the world will benefit. We have recorded, as Dolores said, most of the sessions, so the materials of the recorded sessions will be found in the platform for 2 months, and you can be following it as well in the website. We would like to remind you that tomorrow starts the 6th Salutogenesis conference, but we haven't finished today yet. We in Girona, this year we're still in Girona, and you know that this is a great opportunity to visit the old town of Girona. We have a guide that from 6 to 7:30, we'll answer your questions while we are visiting one of the most beautiful medieval cities of Europe. It will be a visit, and the participants, as you, all the attendees, you have the opportunity to ask the questions. Your opportunity along this conference is, your opinion in this conference is very important for us. That's why you will get notifications asking you how was this, like evaluation, satisfaction, evaluation, that you can evaluate our work, because we've been working really hard so that this goes forward. And we would like to know, how was it for you? How was this experience? How were the people, the members, the speakers, everything? You will have a list of questions that we will be really glad for you to ask and to answer. We ask you answer. The other thing, after all these awards, we have this social event, so please stay connected from 6 to 7:30, more or less. We will be there connected, keeping this air of interactiveness between you and I and all the people behind this great work that we are creating here in this conference of the IUHP. So see you at 6 and tomorrow 6 for the guide, and then tomorrow more, and if we can, better. See you tomorrow and see you later. See you later first. Bye.